You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. The meeting of the inner circle is intended to remind us of how blessed we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is absolute and supreme, whose presence constitutes the whole of existence itself, that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It beats our hearts, it breathes us, and I am always exalting it as our absolute reality, particularly in this now moment where we have each been impacted and affected to some degree with the global initiative that is depopulation and genocide through the institution of divisiveness, where we have been divided through religions, what gods we worship, what scripts we follow, what doctrines we've been influenced by in our living, to the degree to which we think that one is superior over the other. The speciesism that all of the religions support, and man and mankind having the right to subdue and subjugate and dominate and control other ones, we are in a now moment where we risk the rest of our eternal lives, where we do not care to be consciously attuned in the oneness of existence itself. To know that it is our duty, obligation, and responsibility as beings to exalt life and to respect the right of all beings to have the right to their lives and to have an understanding and an understanding that there is a complement and balance that the intelligence of existence has with itself as all there is. This now moment in which we're living is pregnant and potent with so much opportunity. And those of us who care to be completely cleared from the karmic debt of violations and trespasses and our sinfulness and wickedness and our distortion and dysfunction, and we care to be in a place where we're accepting and surrendering unto the laws that govern us, put us in a place and space where we have the opportunity to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. It is our now time to realize that there is one real eye, one absolute eye that is the cosmic eye that sees through every eye, and that all of these creatures whose blood has been spilled upon the earth are wreaking havoc in your body's temples because, one, your blood is being defiled with the violation of violated beings, which puts you in a position where there truly is no success that you can truly have. And so we have to put ourselves in a place and space where we really care to be successful in this life, to realize that the institutions that have taken responsibility to give us an orientation as to what it is to be successful in this life misled us, miseducated us, religiously trained us to be in a place and space where we prefer to be sinful. We exalt our free will to be wrong, to be in a place and space where we feel as though we're entitled to choose death. And so we have to come to a place and space where we're having the epiphanies. We are doing that which is necessary in order to be reoriented as thinking beings, as conscious, caring men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages of people, to understand that no one, no systems, no governments, no educational systems, no churches, no religions, none of them have the right to lead us wrong, to miseducate us, to put us in a place and space where we negate our responsibilities, duties, and obligations to life itself, to feel entitled to subjugate, dominate, bastardize, usurp, murder, and then feed off the carcasses of that which has been violated, and to anesthetize and inebriate and intoxicate ourselves and defile our blood, which poisons our spirit, that distorts our thinking, that compromises the integrity of the truth of who we be, is these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is our time to care, to be completely reoriented and realigned so that we are able to walk as a resurrected people, having an inner standing and an understanding that that which is ours to do requires our clearing, our cleansing, our purification, our renewal, because these bodies are the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, and these bodies are under siege. We are faced with the forces of Satan and Satan, as some people call it, Lucifer and the devil, those who are the corporate deities of death, who poison us and poison the children with all manners of artificial colors and artificial flavors, and those who are usurping the right of beings to have the right to their lives, and who are breeding them and genetically modifying and manipulating them for human consumption when we were told not to kill. And quiet as is kept, there was also instruction not to splice genes and not to graft things. And for that to be the foundation of what we refer to as a food industry, we have to come to a point and place where we refuse to eat that which has no real life force. You cannot literally stand in the light of the truth of the all that you are is this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence when you feed off of death and you prefer to feed off of death. Well, I can't give up my meat, and I can't give, ooh, girl, I got a taste for that barbecue and that pork chop and all of that. I'm just saying, we have to come to a point and place where we realize what was the foundation of the wickedness that put people in a position where they feel as though they had the right to enslave, bastardize, usurp, castrate, violate, set your fire, do all of these things to you, but then you prefer to support them financially and feed off of their garbage. Prefer to be inebriated and intoxicated during a time in which we are under siege. But then you want to talk revolution. You want to intellectualize and conversate about those who've come before us, whether it was Malcolm or Martin or Medgar or whoever, but to come to a point and place where we realize that the light of absolute and supreme intelligence is blazing in this now moment, but you can't really perceive it when your blood is defiled. You can't really have an understanding and an understanding of the divinity of existence, and we are literally already in the realm of eternity. We are moving in heaven. We're closer to the sun than ever before. This is a heavenly experience, but you're having hellacious relationships and a hellacious experience in the presence of God because you refuse to accept your godliness, your right alignment, your righteousness. And I am urging you and calling you forward to release and let go of your thought that you have the free will to be wrong. The intelligence of existence has given us so much of itself that beats our hearts and breathes us. That is the intelligence behind how we were designed and how we've come to the earth and to fulfill its purposes for our own self-actualization, self-realization, and harmonization with its will, so that we are able to have a conscious experience of immortalizing while we are on the planet. But these people have sold you a bill of goods that says that you have the right to choose death because of your nature being sinful. And I'm just saying is that at this particular point in time, why would we continue to hold on to that when we see our children coming forward with all manners of sickness, illness, and disease, why would we continue to hold on and prefer to be out of alignment and out of order when you see all of the cancer and the heart disease and the diabetes and all of the pain and the suffering and the disdain and the warfare and whatnot? Why would we not care to walk in the light of the truth of the ones that we actually are as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence and claim our right to be right and stand forward in the integrity of who we were born to be as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence? Why would we continue to hold on to those who are wrong, those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, no truth? But you prefer to follow them, to eat what they eat, to have their habits that create violation, pain, inebriation, intoxication, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and all of that, and then you run to them. Oh, doctor, doctor, this hurts me. Oh, doctor, doctor, give me something. Oh, doctor, doctor. We have to come to a point and place where you're willing to refer to the intelligence of your own being, to know that that's how divinely we're designed, that when you stop poisoning yourself with the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all manners of artificial colors, artificial flavors, NutraSweet, aspartame, Splenda, white sugar, white flour, white rice, brown rice, black rice, whatever is mucus forming, when our bodies are 80% water, just like the earth is 80% water, and we have to come to a point and place where we understand that the world has been condemned. That there is no way in hell, within the earth or upon the earth, that men who were born to be the progenitor of lineages and womb man who were born to be the perpetuator of lineages have signed off on killing children as a result of assaulting their cells with the Similac and the Soilac and the artificial this and the artificial that and ground up turkey in little bottles and jars and whatnot. We have to come to a point and place where we realize that there is nothing that we can do that really makes sense if we have no desire to live in the light of the truth of who we really are as conscious beings, and to know that conscious immortality is our true inheritance that allows us to become co-creators in this realm, creating heaven on earth. This now moment is ours to claim, to realize that we are making choices on a daily basis that will undermine us or help realign us. And so I'm asking you to look very, very deeply within your own aspirations and intentions, within your own spirit, within your own eyes, to consciously care to be realigned in the light of the truth of the one that you are, in a direct line of light with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and to consciously care to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that you are functioning on the earth under the auspices of your soul. For there is no greater work, and we will never, ever have a greater wealth in reclaiming the integrity of our true selves, our divine selves, our righteous selves, our integrity selves, our loving, caring, creative, dynamic, potent, powerful selves. Why would you choose being sick and ill and diseased and dwelling in the valleys and of the shadow of death and the ditches and valley of degradation? I'm telling you to get up. The truth of who we are is beyond being human feeders, or what other ones would refer to as useless feeders or useless eaters. You understand, we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and we have been given the faculties with which to align with its light, to be in a place where we are those who work its will, to be in a place where our hearts are filled to overflowing with the gratitude and the thanksgiving of the blessedness in our being, these points of its own very presence, to realize that there is nothing that man can give us that we can be earning, work for, beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater than who and what we already are, and that there is nothing that man has made, including money and coins and bitcoins and cryptocurrency and all of that, that is greater than our own life currency and the capacity that we have to be thinking. And to be enslaved to anything was not the will of existence itself. It's one of the traps that is here in this realm, the trap of sensuality, sexuality, materiality, egotism. And all of these things are easily embrace when we do not honor the divinity of our own beings. And those of you who are hearing me for the first time, I'd like to just remind you, I've been on WRFG for 19 years, exalting the oneness of life, consciously caring to speak to the issues of our being qualified for continuance in existence as a result of following those who have already been discontinued in existence as a result of them being murderers, liars, thieves, usurpers, capitalizers, and whatnot. We have to come to a point and place where we have a realization that real success in life comes as a result of being disciplined. The disciplines of discipleship of not one person or the other, but the disciples of law and light and wisdom and truth, consciously caring to have the sanctity of the sacredness of your own being, to be in a place and space where it truly matters that we are intensely intentional in exalting a full life's urge, doing that which is ours to do in the fulfillment of destiny that the intelligence of existence intended for itself to be liberated as our true selves directly. But we cannot have the fullness of liberation when we deny the integrity of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. They've taught you to believe in death. You feel as though death is the natural culmination, eventuality, fate, destiny of everything and everybody. And I'm the one to tell you that it is the lie. That is the foundational lie that has you in a position where you feel entitled to be killing yourselves. Well, everybody got to die. Well, you have to die when you follow death. You have to die when you choose to be out of alignment with the laws that govern your being. You have to die when you refuse to be in right alignment with that which beats your heart and breeds you. You have to die when you prefer to be in the place where your body temple, instead of being the temple for the dwelling of the true spirit of the living God and goddess, your body has been turned into a cemetery for rotting carcasses. Then, yes, you have to die. But how long will you be dead when we are living in the realm of eternity? Why risk it? Why risk suffocating in your body temple as a result of coming to a place where your body is holding so much mucus that it is hardened in your sinuses and it is permeating all of the tissues of your bronchioles and your lungs and whatnot, so that you are festering all manners of viruses and bacteria and worms and organisms in your body. I'm just saying, let's really, really understand what we are dealing with here. And I'm just saying to you that you were given life, and life is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. You were given intelligence, which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. There is no reason why we should be dying, except we don't care to really exalt life. And we feel entitled to be subjugating and dominating and bastardizing and being out of order. And so the suffering and pain, the disdain, all of the stuff that we're experiencing as a result of being out of alignment, we are able to be corrected. To accept correction. And the correction is the cleansing, the purification. Being humble enough to accept the fact that you care to walk as some of the most dynamic spirits on the planet. Why would you not? On behalf of those that you have come through, those who birthed you and fed you and nursed you and nourished you and did the best they could for you, now is your turn to do the best that you can to glorify and honor them and those that you have been sharing this now moment of eternity with, those that you love, those that you work with, those that you have created cooperative and collaborative relationships with. Everybody is here to live their lives. There's only one purpose in existence, and that's to exalt life. And so I'm the one to encourage us to realize how blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. I'm the one to encourage you not to take it for granted, not to take your breath or your heartbeat or the functioning of your brain and your kidneys and your organs and all of that which you have been gifted. Don't take yourself for granted. Nourish yourself, cleanse yourself, purify yourself, rebirth yourself so that you are able to walk in the divinity of the truth of yourself. Because in light and truth, there is only one self, myself, yourself, himself, herself, itself. You understand, there's only one self. And that's why we were told to love it, to love God, to love the intelligence of our being, the creator of all, with our whole body, heart, with all of our might, with all of our soul. And there isn't anything or anybody that's created a greater way. And there are those who study the good books and study the scriptures and can relate all of the stories and all of that, and they're in the church and they're in the Bible study and whatnot, but they still did not realize how to create the blood of Christ. How to really build upon the truths that we were given to come to a point and place where we are in a direct line of light with the exalted realms. We were never to be limited by the limitations of other people. Because when it really comes down to having an understanding and an understanding as to the divinity of existence itself, to know that there are no limitations, that the intelligence of existence is boundless and its gift to us is itself. But the system of things has put us in a place where we undermine ourselves. We feel as though that's fun. To undermine ourselves, to poison ourselves, to anesthetize, stupefy, inebriate, intoxicate ourselves. But that puts money in the hands of those who are so thoughtless that they think that they can labor on behalf of that which undermines the integrity of other beings and then be prosperous. There truly is no prosperity in the death industries, the the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, there's no prosperity in it. And even though there, it appears that there is, to go into places and enslave a people behind sugar, behind tobacco, behind cocoa and coffee, to produce things that are addictive, to war against other lands for their oil and their gems and their poppies and other things that people who have lost their inherent purpose in existence and who have been oppressed at the cellular level are looking for some high in life. Always trying to get to another height without doing that which is truly liberating, so that you are dwelling in the realm of heaven, immersed in the reality of eternity, rejoicing with each and every breath and every beat of your heart, with every step that you make, for being present in the presence and as a presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. The real high comes from being unobstructed, from being mineralized, oxygenated, hydrated, and to be freed from encumbrances, from toxicity, the nitrates, the nitrites, the pesticide, herbicide residues that are more deeply concentrated in the flesh than in the fruit and the vegetation, because the nature of the chemicals is that they saturate in flesh and fat, not in fiber and water. We have everything that is required in order for us to exalt a full life's urge in liberating ourselves and consciously being focused, rightly oriented, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to have an understanding and an understanding as to how to be standing with that which allows us to stand absolutely. It is our time to realize that every day the way that we're living is laying foundation for how we will be leaving or not. And to be in a place where you are content with being discontent, satisfied with being dissatisfied, is no glory unto the intelligence of your being when you have the opportunity to be completely freed and liberated and renewed and rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and resurrected as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. All you have to do is choose daily that which nourishes you, oxygenates you, hydrates you, mineralizes you, and facilitate the elimination of all of the toxins that are saturating and concentrating and contraindicating in your brain and your organs and your glands and whatnot, so that you are able to allow the body to do what it does. It is divinely designed and designed divinely to regenerate, just as the earth regenerates. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle with Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio apps and phones towards your better good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful for you and in consistent and continuous prayer that you are always receiving more inspiration, more motivation to be ever more determined and disciplined to walk in the light of the truth of the all that you truly are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is the truth of who we each are. And I'm so grateful and so thankful for every opportunity I have to come to the airwaves to remind us of how blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, to encourage us to realize that under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, that it is important that we care to be able to respond correctly and directly by exalting a full life's urge, coming to that place and space of maturity where we do nothing to undermine ourselves, where we will do everything we possibly can to be completely cleared from the violations, the trespasses, the anger, the resentments, the frustration, the madness, fixation, and all of those things that whittle away at our degrees of self-worth and self-deservedness and self-esteem, putting us in a place where we're out of sync and out of alignment with the truth of ourselves as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, to come to a place and space where we realize that there are no ones who have been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, or that which is called God, to be the perpetuators and the legislators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood. And for us to come to a place and space where we understand that healthy people do not create systems that perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood. That it has to be a sick people who create such sickness, illness, and disease everywhere. We have to come to a point and place where we will not participate in the facilitation and the perpetuation of that which has no substance, no life, no life force, and that we're feeding these things to our children, and the public school system is signing off on it, and the hospitals and the doctors and the nurses and the psychiatrists and the psychologists and the judges, and everybody's in this conspiracy of silence to hold and oppress the populace of the world down as if they're not dependent upon these ones. We are completely interdependent upon this planet, and in our now moment, we have the opportunity to do what other ones did not know to do, could not do. It is ours to do in terms of our exalting a full life's urge, in our being in a place and space where it matters to us that we will have a generational influence that is in the progression of us as a humanity of people, and we will stop with the foolishness and feel as though we have entitlement to be wrong, to be in a place and space where our theories and opinions, our beliefs, and all of that is greater than the absolute truth. When we were told to know the truth and the truth would make us free, but we think that freedom is about being as wicked as you want to be, having the right to be as civil as these evil ones and to do exactly the same things they do in the perpetuation of inebriation, intoxication, stupefaction, and being in a place where you feel all right, that it is your free will to be wrong, to be mistaken, to be in a place and space where you could do whatever the hell you want to do and dang anything and anybody that gets in the way of it. That is not life, because life in and of itself is ordered, it is lawful, it is progressive, it is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And we who are the ones who are dwelling in these bodies have to remember that these bodies are our temples. They were designed divinely and divinely designed, and that we are in flotation and rotation within the cosmic, that we are already in heaven. We are immersed in nothing but eternity.
and we should not be dying at all. We're in a now moment where there's so much trending, there's so much everybody who has a telephone or computer can begin to share their beliefs and their thoughts and their opinions and their realizations, their revelations, their epiphanies, their lies, their disgusted behavior. They can share whatever the hell they want to share. But the issue is, are we coming to a point and place where we have an understanding that you have to protect your mind? You have to really come to a point and place where you don't allow all of this stuff to just be going on and on and on in your head, because you have the responsibility of creating your reality. And it's very difficult to do that if you allow your mind to be cluttered with the lies, the delusions, the opinions and the theories of those who may or may not know what is really relevant for your life right now in terms of what gives you the inspiration, the motivation, the determination to live your greatest life and to walk in the truth of yourself, to get beyond all of the trespasses of adulteration, to really step off that path onto the path of maturation, onto the path of eternal life. We are in a place and space where it should matter to us how we walk this walk, how we live. The substance and the quality of our beings. But these people have us in a place where we're so distracted with the sensuality and the sexuality and the materiality and the sports and the gladiator sports and the balls and the breasts and the butts and all of the things that put us in a place where we are missing the opportunities to really get in attunement, get in alignment, get in harmonization with the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beating our hearts and breathing us. And we don't give consideration to how it is we have been made in the image and the likeness of God. And then we don't care to be godly. We don't care to rightly utilize the faculties that we've been given to come to that place and space in our day-to-day functioning in righteousness. We have to come to that point where we are really committed to living and not just making a living. And to understand that being committed to living in truth is to be committed to order. It is being committed to cleanliness and the progression of law, and our being able to utilize the laws, to harmonize with the laws, to come to that place and space where we have an understanding and an understanding that it is in our dwelling in the reality of the perfection of existence by law that we have refuge and can earn our grace and protection from all of the lawlessness, to keep from having tragic dates with fate and accidents, and to mind our minds to the degree to which we really give our attention to that which we care to expand in our lives. There is so much utterance and reiteration of the foolishness and the degradation and the dysfunction and all of that to which it darkens the light of the supreme intelligence that we each are. You've heard the saying, don't allow anyone to rain on your parade. Don't let anybody steal your thunder and steal your joy, to come to a place in our own living where we realize that our living should be joyous. It should be filled with all kinds of laughter and friendships and love. To be immersed in nothing but love. Love is the harmony of existence itself. and to understand that real peace is accomplished love. And love is the harmony of the truth that we each are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And every eye that sees, sees by virtue of this intelligence of existence that we refer to as God. And it deserves our respect. Whether it's in the body of the cow, or the pig, or the chicken, or the turkey, or the fish, or any other living creature. Everything is gifted its life by the intelligence of existence, and it has its own purpose in the perpetuation of life. Each according to its kind. And it is as a result of the violation of the rights of beings to have the right to their lives. It is as a result of ones and ones feeling entitled to be able to capture, subdue, subjugate, dominate, violate, murder, kill, castrate. Not only animals, but people too. And the inhumanity, the violation against other ones, regardless of what shape and form the other ones come in, is going to be rewarded with a karmic debt. That what you do unto others shall be done unto you. There is law that is exact. There is law that cannot be broken. There is law that holds all of us within it. And nobody gets away with anything. And so wisdom would have us care. To be completely cleared and cleansed of the trespasses, the violation, the adulteration, and all of those things that have created shame and blame and guilt and frustration and madness and all of that, so that our hearts are light as feathers and we can get busy in the rejoicing of the blessedness in being these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to realize that which each and every breath we take, we are taking in of the very life force and substance of that which we refer to as God. We dwell in the reality of its presence as these points of its presence. There is nothing that we can beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater than who and what we already are. But naked, we should not be killing ourselves for a freaking dollar. We should not be working on behalf of death to generate a livelihood when we are undermining the rights of other ones to have the right to their lives. It is time for us to have a real reckoning and a reconciliation, a restoration, to be realigned and reattuned with the purposes in existence, and to understand that there is only one purpose in existence, and that is to live. To self-actualize, self-realize, and be harmonized within the will of existence, the laws of existence, so that we are able to be qualified for continuance in existence upon the earth and beyond the earth. To come to a point and place where we are self-actualizing as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of the absolute. And the clearing, the cleansing, the purification of our bodies as the consecration of the temples of the living gods and goddesses is a necessity for our being able to walk as a restored people. Our consciously caring to be healed and facilitating a daily initiative and effort in cleansing our bodies and creating new blood that will reverse the heart disease and the diabetes and the cancer and all of the other issues and begin to reverse the Alzheimer's that is building up as a result of the concentration, the saturation, the contraindication of the nitrates and the nitrites and the caffeine and the drugs and the chemicals that are saturating the brain and whatnot. We are able to be cleared and cleansed and purified so that we can be whole again. But will you care to exalt a full effort? Do you really care to realize that as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that you should not die? But there are those who say, oh, well, everybody dies. Death is the natural finality and culmination and eventuality and destiny and fate of what it is to live. But what is it? Their book says the wages of sin is death. And it is said that those who believe in this one would have eternal life. But we were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. Free from what? Free from the sickness, the illness, the disease, the despair, the dysfunction, the degradation, the violation, the sinfulness. To realize that we are spirits that dwell in these bodies, and these spirits did not come up out the earth, that we have come from the dust, and unto the dust we shall return, which means that we should be able to get out of these bodies as living beings, as spirits who have mastered this material realm by applying ourselves wholeheartedly to the spiritual laws that govern us. And to ignore them and to think that ignorance is bliss, and then you sucking down the fat and the flesh of pigs and cows and chickens and turkeys and mystery meats. As long as it's dead, you'll eat it. Like you a goddamn gone buzzard or a vulture or a jackal or a hyena or something. I'm just saying, if you want to be respected as an intelligent man or womb man, you need to eat like one. And for there to be multi-trillion dollar business in sickness, illness, and disease as a result of feeding us the carcasses of dead animals. The aborted fetuses of things. See, over here we got the aborted fetuses of chickens, but otherwhere they're the aborted fetuses of quail and duck and ostrich and alligator and crocodile. And then they got the monkey brains and the yak penises and all of these things that these people are eating, the fetal soups and all kinds of stuff. And I'm just saying the whole of humanity is needing to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated so we could be restored in our right minds. And not be supporting pedophilia and sex slavery and all kinds of violation. We are greater than this. We can outthink this. This is not us coming into a now moment of eternity just so that we feel entitled to be killing ourselves. And yes, it should be a conversation because the whole of humanity, our lives are in the balance as the waters are warming, the ice is melting, the waters are rising. We'll be losing the coasts and islands. The rains will pour. We can't afford 40 days and 40 nights of rain anywhere. And for the volcanoes to be activating, and the earth to be quivering and quaking and shaking as the faults are shifting. We need to be preparing consciously to leave the planet. There is an exodus that is underway. But as Mother Earth is in her orbit and in order, and her beings and her creatures and herself are indeed entitled to being liberated, liberated from being the toilet of billions of people who are out of alignment with the truth of themselves? As intelligences of existence, we are able to really reconstitute our bodies to being 80% water, water being the medium of intelligence that is programmable and that holds our intention. And as we are intensely intentioned to be reconciled in the light of the supreme intelligence that is our absolute truth, and to come to a point and place where we will take responsibility wherever we are to anchor the light of absolute and supreme intelligence, to be in a place where we are willing to be and eager to obey and to be harmonized and ordered with the intelligence of existence that beats our hearts and breathes us, so that we can be reconciled and harmonized and uplifted and delivered from the wickedness, the sinfulness, the shame, the disdain, the dysfunction, the violation, to be delivered into the truth of ourselves as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, to be in a place and space where we consciously care to live consciously and committedly, reverently, respectfully, appreciatively, honorably, responsibly, delightfully, rejoicefully, joyously, cooperatively, that it matters, that we care to be enhanced, that we will cultivate the substance of ourselves by honoring the functioning of ourselves, to invest in the cellular liberation that is a necessity as a result of the methodology of oppression being to oppress us at our cellular functioning. And to realize that if you are generating a livelihood or generating cash flow, working on behalf of the corporate deities of death while you work for them, then invest in yourselves. Disconnect by giving up the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, and the fish, and getting to a point and place where you will cleanse and purify yourself so that you are creating new blood that will give you the advantage of having a greater thought, and that greater thought to do a greater work, that greater thought to live in harmony with your purpose in being as man, the progenitor of lineages, and womb man, the perpetuator of lineages, to be in a mindset where you will serve life, you will exalt life, you will repent from having served the wickedness, and now be fully enveloped in a commitment to absolute light, and to begin to take initiative to do the damage control in reclaiming the right to truly exemplify that which is light, that which is order, that which is peace, that which is truth, that which is substantive, so that our children, all children, are benefited by our works and our examples, and that we're able to provide them the guidance and the discipline that will allow them to walk in the fullness of who they are. But to understand that a system that violates the rights of children to grow and mature into intelligent men and womb men who are destined to become fathers and mothers and grandmothers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers and great-grandmothers and so on and so forth, are people who undermine and destroy their children, or people who are destined to die. And so when you read the ingredients on all of those packaged things that are at the checkout counters for all of the stores that are within a child's reach, understand that all these artificial colors and artificial flavors and all of these sugars and the aspartame and all of the things that are in those products, they should not be available to children. They really should not be available to anybody. And that there are healthy ways to enjoy life that does not lead to cancer or heart disease or diabetes or any of the things that children are now suffering from because their parents and their grandparents and their teachers and the society is poisoning them under the guise of treating them like kids, like baby goats that can eat any dang one thing. But we don't have kids, we have children. And our children, their bodies are designed perfectly and require oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, alkalization, and to facilitate elimination of anything that is inorganic from it, from their bodies. We should not be all right with dying or creating sickness, illness, and disease and being on medications and pharmaceuticals and drugs and poisoning our children and subjecting them to all manners of surgeries and chemo and radiation and whatnot because you fed them nitrate-laden nitrites and BHA and all of these chemicals, these artificial colors and flavors and in their drinks and Kool-Aids and candies and all of this. We have to stop this if we care to live. We have to raise completely up to accept duty, obligation, and responsibility as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know that our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to serve life, to exalt life, to enhance life, to enrich life, to be filled to overflowing with the joy of living, and to teach life, to support the conscious unfoldment, self-actualization, self-realization, and harmonization with the will of existence, the laws of existence, the intelligence of existence, so that we are able to be qualified for continuance in existence as conscious immortals. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of a resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.